For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Kendra Fortin, a sophomore defender out of Thunder Bay, Ontario. And Kendra, you got at least one weekend, kind of a break away from gameplay. How did it go? And did you get to go home or do anything fun?
Yeah, it was actually really nice. I think it couldn't have come at a better time for our team. For the girls that were able to go home, I think it was really relaxing. I was able to go home, which was really nice. I brought Maya Hedrick home with me. Her sister lives in Thunder Bay, so I went home and watched my brother play hockey, which I don't get to do very often, so that was very, very nice. But it's nice to be back, and I miss Bemidji, so it's very nice to be back.
You and Maya go back. You played together, didn't you, growing up? What's it like to have her here on campus?
Definitely very nice. We played junior together my senior year. With COVID, it obviously was very shortened, but I got to know her really well in Toronto, and then obviously having her here is like having a little sister here, so it's nice to kind of look out for her, and she still looks out for me too, so it's really nice to have her here.
The 2 weeks of practice since your last games played, what has your team been working on?
Putting the puck in the net and just kind of connecting in all areas. Obviously, you need to connect in the O zone to be able to score goals, but you also need to connect in the D zone to get the puck out. So just focusing on that, and also just like being connected, whether it's just like with our lines, whether it's with our D pairings, just really bringing the energy there. And I think it went really well.
Your team right now is 3-10-1 overall, only one win in WCHA play. You've faced a lot of adversity. You're playing in the best league in the country. How do you guys stay positive?
I think the culture has never been something we've been lacking here. I came in as a freshman, and we've always had that kind of positive culture, and adversity is definitely an understatement of what we've faced over this past season. But one thing that has been sticking out to me in my class is that we've never kind of like shied away from a challenge. And I really don't think that our record really has anything to do with our character and with our hard work. So I think we'll probably get a couple more bounces. And the way that practice has gone yesterday and this past week, I think that we're definitely getting a couple more bounces for sure.
You take on Ohio State. You've already played them. You lost 4-0 and 5-2. What do you take from those two games? Or do you just kind of put them behind you and concentrate on what's ahead?
I think you got to do a little bit of both. Obviously, you can't dwell on the past because you can't do anything about it, but we know what they're all about. We know they're a strong, hardworking team, but so are we. So just using what we're good at against them and kind of limiting those odd man rushes or whatever the case is, picking up sticks in front of the net and doing what we're good at and focusing on that, I think will be one of our main keys for sure.
What's your favorite thing about road tripping with your team?
Well, everything but the food. The food's always good. Emma and Sarah do a great job of making sure that we're fed well, and I'd say the food's really good, but just being with all the girls too is amazing. It's hard to like get away when you're a hockey player and just like enjoy like being away, but when you can do two things that you love, it's always fun. So just being with the girls and eating good food together.
I love that. I was looking forward to the menus when I saw them. You're not only an athlete, you're also a student. What is your major and what are your plans?
I'm a nursing major. My dad had end-stage kidney failure, so I've dealt with a lot of that over the past 7 years. So I'm hoping to work in the renal clinic when I'm older. So I'm excited kind of to see what school brings me, and hopefully I can make my family proud.
I'm sure you already do, Kendra. We wish you the best. I'll see you on the bus and on a plane.
You will. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.